Now, we'll go back to FEMA. Do you know who heads FEMA?
I forget the name.
This is the most important one position in your nation.
I forget the name.
It's Stickney. Now, that doesn't mean a thing, does it?
No.
Sure doesn't. This should be terrifying to you. FEMA is the most important one organization, and this man, who is he? Well, he just happens to be from Henry Kissinger and Associates. Mr. Kissinger and his bunch of hoodlums run your government.
And our president really takes his marching orders from Henry Kissinger
yes.
and company.
Yes. And you have one out of, basically, he represents, he's a very good Mormon. I don't know at what point he was or came out of Utah, but his name is Brent Scowcroft.
Yes.
And he is the advisor. He is one of the president's advisors.
Right.
And Mr. Eagleburger. And, of course, Mr. Kissinger was the chief advisor prior to the China uprising. Well, Mr. Kissinger had such massive businesses already in China, as did Mr. Bush and his family, so that they could not do anything different at Tiananmen Square. They had to maintain their business interests, not even denounce those Chinese. So you just have a whole massive world going on that has been hidden from you, the people.
Yes, it is incredible. I think one point would be good to come back to. I think there may be a question in the minds of many listeners regarding the means by which the earthquakes and the devastation can be triggered and created. Could you explain the weaponry that is in the hands of our adversaries?
Oh, you have phaser systems now. You can have a platform that is right off the moon, or you can have one. You do have bases on the moon, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And with these pulse systems, they are so incredible that you are shooting particles, particulate. And these are literally made up of photons, and we call them prana, or life. Waves, pulses. And the Russians, well, you have them too. You have part of it is attached to these big accelerator systems that was going to be built in Texas.
The one that was just
Livermore Labs does a lot of work with these particle beams. But you're talking about everything from extra low frequency, which is called the Woodpecker system, which Russia has, that encompasses the globe. And through these, what we call prana beams, which are photon beams, they're basically invisible, but they shoot electrons and particle beams. And you can literally drive a person crazy. You can manipulate his mind. You can blow away the planet. And as you have become a little more sophisticated, you're not quite as dangerous to yourself, but actually not a whole lot less dangerous than you were, because you have technologically grown to the point that you can destroy your planet, but you cannot control. You can't control your toys. And they have reciprocals. And every now and then one's asked me about these reciprocals. You're dealing with tone, sound waves, which turn into light frequency of various spectrum colors, and then they'll become pinpoint or invisible. Basically, they will become so focused. And these backfeed on themselves, and they'll blow out capacitors, and I mean they just backfeed, and in 15 minutes you can literally pulverize planet. When that gets completely out of control. Up until this point, and lately, I should say still, there have been some of these tests that have gotten out of control, and we have been called in to please stop them, shut down that backfeed. And that's pretty dangerous. It's about the only thing really that you can do and that is have a craft visualize or come into manifested form and have to get in those kinds of energy fields.
Yeah.
But well, usually we're very well received when that happens.
Yeah. Commander, we do have some calls, and I have been monopolizing the time with you. And so let us now turn to the telephones. And David, you're on KTalk and Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Well, I wanted to ask the commander, quote unquote, why do you think the Earth has an equatorial bulge? Repeat that.
As your planet was approached, there was so much pull against the planet that was already there, Timet, that it literally sucked it out. And it sucked it out with such force that it was spinning. I mean, just absolutely spinning so fast that, you know, it would be, I don't have anything relative to tell you about. But it acted very much like a gyroscope.
How come the sun has an equatorial bulge? Does the planet pull that out also?
Well, I haven't looked into your sun.
As a student of astronomy and science, I could say what the conventional opinion is.
Well, I would hear it.
The spin of the object and the centrifugal force will actually cause that to happen. And no planet would be able to do that with a sun, but it yet has an equatorial bulge.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to take whatever you say.
Well?
I'm not here to debate, and I'm not really an astronomer.
Right, but you're saying all these things that are coming... you know, you're sort of making up your own astronomical theories.
No, I'm not making them up.
When you stretch the imagination, and that you know, you say you're not an astronomer when they're about your credibility.
Sir, I'm not concerned about my credibility. I'm here, and that's all there is to it. If you disagree with what I have to say, I would suggest that you read some of the material. And I don't mean necessarily the Liberator or any of my material. You can go right back to Sumer in southern Iraq and go to the Sumerian texts, and you will have history right there in Sanskrit.
Well, the thing is, there's been a lot of science since the days of the Sumerians.
There's been a lot of lies coming from your scientists,
laws,
too.
They were developed after the Sumerians. So
well, sir,
why
don't you explain to me, then, the lies that your government and your scientists give to you?
Well, there's a difference between the government and scientists. I mean, I don't necessarily want to defend every statement by the government, and undoubtedly could find some.
Well, but you are expecting me, sir, to defend something that I have said to you.
Experimental evidence, not just wild gestures.
All right, well, let the commander respond to that, and then we'll move on.
Okay?
I have no response. When ones call and they've made up their mind and they just want to argue a point, I say that you can look around your world. And if you can tell me that they have not lied to you about almost everything in your world, then I may as well go home because you have a perfect world.
Okay, Dick, you are on KTalk. Sorry about that. All right, we do need to take another break right here. Let us pause. We are using, by the way, the news line tonight, 263-0630. You're free to call in on that line, 263-0630, in addition to the regular on-air line. We will be right back with Commander Hatton. This particular commercial for Aswatha, because they have some classes beginning, which I think you might find interesting. On the 14th, just on the line, is Commander Hatton. And we will go next to Dick. You're on KTalk with Commander Hatton.
Yeah, is there anything to astrological signs?
Well, they...
Libra and Leo and this type of thing.
They have meaning, and they place events. They help orchestrate or organize a sequence of events as far as placing any particular psychic or emotional anything to them. No, we don't utilize it. I suppose that some of your own people utilize it as a tool.
What about the constellation Leo and the god Regalis, who's supposed to reside on the King Star there? Is that true?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. You see, I just had a quarrel with a gentleman who called in, and ones want me to comment about other speakers, other information coming out. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't want to.
What about this theory that God controls earthquakes and tempests and storms and stuff? Why would he let mankind all of a sudden take his power?
He doesn't let mankind take his power. Mankind is a fragment of himself, as a matter of fact. And this is a free will planet. You were created and given free will of action. And it isn't a matter of whether or not you can take his power. You cannot. But you have the right to create your environment. And that's what you've done. And you have given it away. God has not. And in the end, friends, God wins. I can promise you that without any kind of debate whatsoever. So you're in for some.
And I'm going to switch things around a little bit here, and we will. This will be a little bit more higher level. Hi there, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
You got the Utah County class.
We have the Utah County, and Al, you're on.
Yeah. I would suppose that y'all have been observing this world for several centuries, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know how long. I don't know what you said about it, but what do you think about the Joseph Smith story and the documents that he brought forth? Are they plausible from your point of view? And I'd also like to know what your world is like.
Well, I have been aboard a starship for so long that you have to understand that the ship that I usually attend is larger than your Earth planet. So we're talking about very large craft, if you will. Not a lot different. You see, you ones cannot really conceive what in the world is a starship. You are basically on a starship because you have to be self-contained. And if you do not stop the direction that you're going, you can no longer be self-sustaining because of the amount of pollution and destruction that you've wrecked onto your planet, to your own very existence. You see, you ones cannot perceive because you cannot look from outside within. You do not know, and this I would go back to the one who wanted to speak on astronomy, knowledge is so limited from your flatland perceptive senses. You only deal with senses and whatever affects you. You cannot get out far enough from your planet actually to really say you're in outer space. You don't know, but what there is a big capsule around you and that you are on the center of the Earth. When ones want to quarrel with me, I may or may not agree with you, but the facts are you do not know. You do not know.
Okay, I realize there's many things that I don't know.
And you ask about Joseph Smith. I believe myself that he was visited, and it was very valid. I do believe that the Mormon Church itself has based its ritualistic experience strictly on Freemasonry. And I don't know any other way to put it. I'm not saying that is good or bad. It is less bad, say, than some of the other religious, not spiritual, religious rituals. But still, it is a binding, secret society. And God is very open. There is no secret or no mysticism involved in God's projection. There are great mysteries simply because you don't yet know. But God sends us. He sends teachers. And they're either accepted or rejected to give you the secrets to those mysteries. And that's where we are this day.
We have to sort of leave it at that, Al. I thank you very much for your call. We have pretty much completed this first hour, Commander Hatton, and I think we need to give the phone number for those who would like to avail themselves of the materials that are available, which would further explain much of what we're getting into here. If you will simply call 800-729-4131, that's the America West Publishing line, and business hours Monday through Friday is the time to do this. That number again, 800-729-4131. A subscription to The Liberator would be one of the best things that you could do. I can attest to that. Commander, we ask you to stand by now for 5 minutes of the mandatory non-news that we will enter into now, and we shall return right after that.
Thank you. I'll listen.
Sandy, Salt Lake City.